This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number, if you want to bring up anything that happens to be on your mind, you may do that. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
So to kick things off here, there's a pretty big-sounding court decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And, Daryl, you have the story about the federal government supposed to be hands-off with medical marijuana, apparently.
Supposed to be. And, well, according to the Ninth Circuit Court, yesterday they ruled that a spending rider approved by Congress in both 2014 and 2015 prohibits the Department of Justice from prosecuting cannabis suppliers who fully comply with state laws allowing medical use of cannabis. The DOJ had argued that the rider, which says the department may not appropriate money to prevent states from implementing their medical marijuana laws, applies only to litigation against the state themselves, not to prosecution of individuals who provide cannabis to patients.
So that was the attorney who said that, U.S. attorney?
That was the Department of Justice.
Okay, so
yes.
So they're saying that, oh, well, our interpretation of this was that we can't sue the state of California, but we can absolutely prosecute people for growing or selling or distributing or whatever marijuana.
Correct.
And the court's saying no.
Three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously rejected that interpretation, saying that federal cannabis defendants are entitled to evidentiary hearings at which they can try to show their actions were authorized by state law. The case, United States v. McIntosh, consolidates 10 appeals by medical marijuana growers and dispensary operators
in
California and Washington.
They're entitled to evidentiary hearings, which would sounds to me like that means the feds can go in and raid a place, but then the place that's been raided is entitled to make their case, basically say, hey, this was completely legal.
We were completely in compliance with the state laws, at which time, in theory, the court would then drop all charges.
Right.
In theory.
And then, in theory, at some point, they would get their product back. Because
in theory, yes.
These businesses have had their livelihoods ruined. The people who've taken the time and money to invest in the medical cannabis industry in California, you got to give these guys credit. Because, you know, they're walking into a minefield, basically. I mean, they're taking whatever the investments that they have, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in production facilities, distribution networks, storefronts, things like that. They're putting a lot of money into this, knowing that there's a chance some federal goon squad could come in like they did with the cannabis wax maker or whatever, the cannabis concentrate.
Oh, yeah, the MedWest, I think it was called, down in San Diego.
Then
there was
twice.
Also Hollywood Compassionate Care in Los Angeles that was mentioned as one of the 10 appellants in this case.
Now, look, I don't like to see the term thug just thrown around as you'd goon squad. That was the term you used. I don't like to see it thrown around, but in this case, I can't see what any... I would challenge somebody, anybody out there that might have been shocked by that statement, to please tell me what they're acting like. What's the federal government, what's the DEA acting like when they go into a business that's completely legal inside their state and they take a bunch of product and a bunch of money, and then they don't charge anyone?
Happens all the time.
A law enforcement agency that takes money and doesn't charge people has reduced themselves to a band of brigands.
Well, for sure, because they have no chance really to challenge those charges. I mean, it's very, very expensive to try to go after forfeited inventory. You'd have to hire attorneys, and these people can't afford attorneys, likely. But then again, it's hard to afford an attorney.
I don't even know how you do it if they haven't given you charges.
Well, there's a charge against the cash. There's a charge against the plants or whatever it is that they're wanting to forfeit.
Civil asset forfeiture. I mean, Americans are thoroughly against that. And the fact that the DEA continues, look, the DEA wouldn't want that used on them. Americans of you know, law enforcement and everybody is breaking laws all the time. There are too many laws. People are breaking them constantly. If you use the law to charge a stack of cash or a box of glass pipes,
or in the case of the local head shop here in Keene, I think they also charged
a truck.
Yeah. They charged the glass pipes. They charged the cash.
Yep. United States versus Ford F-250.
In that case, they brought criminal charges against the people.
They did eventually. You're right about that.
Admittedly, the federal justice system is so corrupt, so Byzantine, that you essentially can't get justice out of it. But they were charged, unlike these businesses in California.
Well, they were charged, but only after the civil asset forfeiture process had been put into motion.
That's true.
So yeah, the cases against the truck.
Case v. truck, and then somebody said, "That's my truck." Oh, okay. Now we know who to charge.
I see.
Right. And by the way, they arrested those folks. You're talking about the Fat Stuff raid that happened here in Keene. I believe it was 2014 when that went down.
And this was terrible for this family.
Right. That's what I was going to say. They arrested the parents in front of their children, and they ended up getting, I believe, a divorce, or were at the very least looking at it. I knew they were separated or something like that after.
I don't know the specifics of their romantic relationship, but she's a friend of my wife,
right,
and became so after the raid.
That's why I'm looking to you to answer the question.
And is the best of my knowledge, their relationship is going along fine.
Okay, that's good to know, because I'd heard it was having a very tough time when the stress was really on, as you
can
imagine.
The stress is terrible in those circumstances. I can't comment on that. But I can say that, I mean, this was, I mean, it financially, it's terrible for families.
It's ruinous. I can't believe they were able to keep the doors open on that place.
And these people who did this stuff, they've got families too.
Right.
And the fact that you would do this to somebody else is just, it's abhorrent. I've gotten to see it. And
they,
I know what
out
it does.
The place we were talking about, MedWest or whatever it was, the cannabis concentrates manufacturer, the guy had his college funds cleaned out by the federal government. So he had, like, two daughters or something like that, and they raided that, too. So, I mean, they really took everything this man owned, and they took $300,000 out of a safe at the location. So how do you hire an attorney when your bank accounts have been shut down, you've been cleaned out of all of your savings, and any cash that you had on hand has been taken from you? And you'd have to get a loan, or, you know, have a really nice attorney that's willing to, you know, take you on a front or whatever.
It's right. Because they don't care anything about justice. The judicial system should have its name changed to the legal system at this point, because it has nothing to do with justice. There's nothing just about this. As a matter of fact, it has become abhorrent to the point that it's unusual to see a case that's just in the legal system at this point.
Right. Now, it sounds like the court has made...
And that's why cops, you know, out there, boo hoo, everybody hates us. There's a war on police.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, you've been around while this has been going on. Prosecutors, politicians, other police officers, they've been breaking the law in many cases right in front of you, and you've done diddly squat about it.
It's
but you
true.
Better believe that you'll go out there and you'll enforce the law on some college student or some family that's running a head shop completely legally. You know, whatever. You'll twist and pervert the law to get what your bosses want, because your bosses give you the paycheck, but then you cry when the public turns against you. This is what it looks like to have an occupying army, and how an occupying army is being treated. I'm not saying it's okay, guys. I feel for you. I know what it... I get some general idea of what it might be like to be a police officer. I work with them as a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But you gotta take responsibility where responsibility lies. And the police departments have been here all along. It's not like you're coming new on the scene or anything.
Totally. Let's continue, Daryl. Is there more to the story?
Oh, there's definitely more. The defendants in these cases argued that prosecuting them violated Section 542 of the omnibus spending bill that Congress approved last December, which covers the fiscal year ending September 30th of this year, as well as a similar provision that applied in the previous fiscal year. And we'll get into the rest of this.
And that was the provision that said you can't prosecute.
You can't expend money to prosecute people that are complying with
state laws.
Toll-free
number specifically regarding
specifically
cannabis.
On cannabis.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Also coming up, the latest on New Jersey Weedman's plight. 855-450-3733.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Toll free number, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
You know what? Tonight when you go to bed, think about the position of your head and neck. The reason why I suggest that is because you probably aren't sleeping on a MyPillow, which is, of course, designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Because if you don't have the right pillow, you may end up having chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain. So you can try out the MyPillow with really not much of any kind of risk at all. 60-day money-back guarantee. If you don't think this is the best pillow you've ever owned, we've all got them here, and I love mine. Go to MyPillow.com. You can get your pillow there, but you'll need our code to get the special offer. FTL, that's FTL, like Free Talk Live, gets you two for the price of one or one and a half off. Basically brings it down to the same price as what you might pay if you got this thing over at Walmart, except we get the credit for it when you buy it through MyPillow.com.
You can't buy a MyPillow at Walmart.
You can, actually.
You can?
Yep. MyPillow.com, code FTL. I went and I checked this out, Daryl. I wanted to see, all right, is our price better than the Walmart price? Turns out, same price. After you add in shipping, it's the same exact price when you use MyPillow.com, code FTL. It's just that then they send Free Talk Live a cut instead of Walmart getting the cut.
Sweet.
Okay. So, yeah, it helps us out. And there's a 10-year warranty on this product, so they obviously really, you know, stand behind the quality of it. Plus, you can put it in your washer and dry it in the dryer, which is a feature I've never seen on a pillow. This was made for that. So, again, MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we'll talk more about the court decision that you're telling us about, Daryl.
Yes.
It seems like a pretty big one out of the Ninth Circuit Court, basically saying to the federal goon squads and the DEA that they need to, well, not exactly stop raiding the companies, but that if they do raid one of these medical marijuana companies, the medical marijuana company can actually have an evidentiary hearing where they can prove that they're legal.
Well, let's actually, when we get into this, we do have some snippets from the ruling itself that hopefully clarifies.
We'll get into that. But first, Riley is on the line in Utah. Riley, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So I want to talk a little bit about a story that I found from the BBC. And they were talking about a group called the Amish Pack or something like it, who is intending to advertise Donald Trump to the Amish, which is really interesting to me because this is a group of conservative individuals who don't use electricity.
I was going
to
say, do they vote?
Amish don't vote.
No, I don't think the Amish even vote. So I find it interesting that this group is really trying to push Donald Trump to them in Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Is this real or is this a joke? I mean, are you sure this is a legit thing?
It's a legitimate thing.
Is it Amish people pushing it to Amish people?
I don't know who it is. Okay. I think it's just a group who's trying to push it to the Amish.
Okay, so they'll probably buy ads in the local newspapers and hope that the Amish people actually read the newspaper. I don't know if the Amish actually read newspapers.
I couldn't tell you newspapers,
either.
For sure.
But it sounds like what Daryl said. They're going to buy ads in the newspaper and advertise Donald Trump to them, so...
Well, okay, so having a great deal of experience with the Amish myself, and Ian, you probably have some, too, coming from Sarasota, there's an area of Sarasota called Pine View. Is that right? No, what is it called? Pine Crest.
That sounds right, yeah.
That is basically the winter home for most Amish from the east coast, east of the Mississippi.
I thought they stayed there all year.
There are certainly people that stay in that area, but this is the place that the ones that have enough money to go somewhere go.
Okay.
So you'll see them on with inline skates going down the sidewalk or tricycles or whatever it is that they're going out there with the hats and the whole deal.
The bonnets or whatever.
And,
are you sure those are Amish and not
Mennonites there too?
So that too.
There
aren't any Hutterites that I'm aware of, but these people span the gamut. So the fact is that there isn't such thing as sort of an Amish person. There are Mennonites that are more conservative than some Amish, and some Amish that are they've got different rules for each church. It has to do with which church you're in as to which rules it is that you go by. Nonetheless, although Amish aren't supposed to vote, some do. And so I think what they're trying to do is pick up this this group of people that may or may not vote. I don't know what percentage they vote at, but they may very well vote at the same percentage Americans do.
That's entirely possible.
Now, how can you be Amish and vote? I mean, wouldn't that be a Mennonite thing? Mennonites are more kind of in society, aren't they?
I don't think anybody knows the difference. All right?
There's a group of people that call themselves the Old Order Amish.
And people that call themselves the New Order Amish, too. And people that call themselves conservative Mennonites. And people that call them Schwarzentruber Amish. And a whole variety of people. And they all follow different rules.
Your initial statement was there's no such thing as the Amish.
No, I don't think people know what is Amish or whatever.
The Amish know what Amish is. We may not know exactly what that means.
What, are you kidding? No, they don't. What is the difference?
A Presbyterian knows what defines a Presbyterian. A Baptist knows what defines a Baptist, but a Methodist might not be able to tell you either.
No. Yeah, Methodists cannot tell you what defines a Methodist. They have no idea who Wesley is and what their stand is on drinking, I can assure you. So the Amish broke away a long time ago from the Mennonites, and the breakaway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the breakaway was over some minutia that has essentially been solved. So it's like saying
I thought the Amish wanted to like live in the dark, and the Mennonites had adopted technology.
Not all of them. Not all of them. That is fundamental. You know, basically, you can say that's true. Sure.
Okay.
But you can't say that that is categorically true.
I did
right,
not
so
know that.
There are some Amish where the community has a telephone, but no individual member of the community owns the telephone.
I see. Or there's Amish where they have telephones that are on the side, on a post on their property that they can use for their business, but they can't have it
inside.
In their house
okay.
or in their business. There's ones that can have it in the business, but not in the house.
Now, I didn't know that Amish grew out from Mennonites.
Yes.
I figured Mennonites were an offshoot
of Amish. No, everybody
Amish.
Thinks that that's the case. The Mennonites are not some liberal outcropping of the Amish.
Really?
The Amish were a group that stepped away from...
A conservative sect. More conservative sect of Mennonites.
We don't like this power stuff. We're going to sleep in the dark. We're going to live in the dark.
No, that's not what they went
no
over.
No engines.
This was all about baptism.
By the way, you don't see the Amish, like the classic horse-drawn carriage or whatever it is that they use in Sarasota.
No.
I've never seen those there.
Neither.
So those people don't seem... Either they're walking everywhere or...
They're just not silly enough to bring a horse-drawn carriage.
But you definitely see that in places like Lancaster,
Ohio.
Pennsylvania, yeah. In southern Ohio, parts of Kentucky.
Remember in the Kentucky, the Schwarzentruber Amish, remember they were getting tossed in jail because they refused to put the reflective triangle in the back of their
right,
buggy.
Right, because it was orange and we shun such
no,
fancy
devil's
colors.
Color. Triangular, because that is a holy shape having
Ooh.
To do with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. See? this is how convoluted
it's also,
and weird this
it's
is.
Also
you know,
that fancy
going,
color that we shun.
We've totally been going off on this here, and Riley has barely had a chance to say anything. So I want to see if he's got more. Riley, if so, hang on. We'll bring you back, and we can continue talking about Amish and voting. I've actually got some information from Amish America about whether or not they do and how many of them do and why or not. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're invited right here toll free to bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE, and this truly is a talk show by request. You know, in radio, requests are just a bunch of BS. If you're on a music station and you hear them say they're playing requests, it's almost always a lie.
Can you play some Hootie?
Yeah, it's almost always a lie. But here on Free Talk Live, you really can call in and bring up anything you want. Request a topic. If you know that we're going to talk about something or we've teased that we're going to talk about something, you can request that and we'll jump it to the front of the line. Or if you've just got something you want to share with us, you can do that. And that's what Riley is doing here. We're going to get back to his call and thoughts here in a moment. But Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with a cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. As we go back to Riley, you brought up the topic about Amish being, I guess, marketed toward by some sort of Trump-supporting PAC.
And the Amish aren't using Bitcoin.
No, definitely not. But you called in about this, and then we just kind of went off talking about the Amish for a while, so I wanted to make sure that you had a chance to get some more thoughts in, if you've got them
but
to
I've
share.
But I've got a little bit about Amish that I want to talk about.
Oh, me too. I've got more as well, but go ahead, okay. Riley.
So I've been looking at this article over the break, and it looks like even though the Amish are able to vote, they just choose not to exercise that right, and they don't pay taxes, which is a good thing, and I'm pretty sure they also don't collect Social Security or that sort of benefits. This is also a good thing because they're not relying on the government system.
I can tell you they're paying taxes. If they got property taxes, they're paying those. They're going to try to avoid paying federal taxes as much as they can because they're a peace church, and peace church parishioners don't particularly like paying those things, but I have yet to hear of any of them that get away with it by doing anything other than making less money than they have to.
My understanding, and I did live in Pennsylvania for a while, so, you know, like I knew some people that knew some people that were Amish, is if you're old order Amish, there's some kind of form you can file with the IRS, and they basically leave you alone.
You get out of Social Security. So the Amish have a lobbyist. I assume they use electricity, it gets them, and I believe this is true for Mennonites, too, because people just lump it all together. They say Amish, and what they mean is Mennonites, and Mennonites were the founding group, actually. I do have a little bit here. In 1536, a young Catholic priest from Holland named Menno Simmons joined the Anabaptist movement. His writings and leadership united many of the Anabaptist groups, and these are people that believe that you should be baptized when you're an adult, when you're old enough to understand what baptism means, as opposed to sprinkling water on the head of a baby.
Makes more sense.
Makes sense to me.
It makes a lot of sense, definitely.
Then who later became known as the Mennonites. One of the teachings of the Amish faith is called banning or shunning. This is based on the New Testament command not to associate with a church member who does not repent of his sinful conduct. The purpose of this discipline is to help the member realize the error of his ways and to encourage his repentance, which after which he should be restored to church fellowship. This excommunication was at first only applied to the communion table. However, the followers of Jacob Ammon felt the unrepentant individual should be completely shunned and avoided
forever
by all church members until
they make right.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, and he also felt like...
it's not a full ostracization. It's just, hey, until you know, come to Jesus, basically.
It's a full temporary one. Full conditional, I think, is probably the best way to describe it. Anyway, he also felt like those Mennonites in the 1690s were just too worldly and that they should separate. So they did, and they ultimately, many of them came to Pennsylvania and that sort of thing.
Interesting. All right, Riley, more to share?
I think that's going to cover it for me. I just want to add one thing. I'd be interested, you know, if there were actually Amish we could talk to who might have feelings on Trump, but, you know, they're not going to listen to the show. So.
You have to write them. They have Amish newspapers, and I forget where I saw one of these things. Maybe someone brought it into the studio. Maybe, I don't know, it was Menno or somebody. This guy named Menno.
Yeah, Menno.
But they have these they have these newspapers that they send around to different communities.
They do have that. Yeah, so they can read that paper.
Yeah, and it kind of like, it's got stuff like, this boy was born into this family and this town, and Mr. Jones or whatever Amish name would be.
Jones is definitely not an Amish.
Right. Miller.
Mr. Miller.
There's about 20 different Amish surnames out there. Yeah. You go through them, and there's just not very many. Schwarzentruber is one of them.
Mr. Schwarzentruber has opened up a new business or something like that.
With his son, Jacob and Zebediah.
Right. Yep. It's like taking a trip back into the 1800s or something, when the only way to communicate would have been via print communications.
In small town America, it feels like.
Right. I think that the value of getting an Amish person on the radio to answer these questions is mitigable, because I can tell you what the answer is, and the answer is some Amish vote, some Amish don't, and depends on the church they go to.
Thanks, really Riley, for bringing the story to the table tonight. I appreciate it. I've got details here about Amish people voting,
and apparently some Amish will use a rototiller. About 20% of Amish, according to Wikipedia, 6% will use a tractor for field work. That's the Kelowna order of Amish.
Some of them will use a tractor for field work, but they don't have rubber tires. Rubber tires are worldly. Have you seen the metal tires on tractors?
No.
So what they are, I couldn't visualize this when I was younger, so I'm just going to try to draw a picture for people. They don't look like just a steel rubber tire. What they are is they've got these big sort of flat treads that go around. They look more like a paddle wheel than a tractor tire. And they just, you know, they go along the ground. And what do you care if you're out in your dirt? You're not driving it on the ground, so or on the road. Now, where I live here in New Hampshire, you can very well get caught behind a tractor. Usually they stay off the road during rush hour, but that's otherwise they're out there.
So according to AmishAmerica.com, only a small number of Amish cast ballots in presidential elections, perhaps 10 to 15%. Amish may be more likely to get involved when voting involves issues which directly affect them, such as zoning. Amish generally do not vote for a few reasons. For one, Amish follow a two-kingdoms theology, which holds that there exists both a material and a spiritual kingdom. While respecting...
Sounds pretty Christian.
While respecting worldly governments, Amish feel that Christians should adhere to the laws of the spiritual kingdom above all.
Be in the world and not of it.
Though Amish are highly law-abiding, they view the material kingdom as worldly and traditionally limit interaction with it.
I love how the Amish are constantly trying to show themselves as law-abiding. The fact is, the Amish will buck the law whenever they
I
think...
I love them for
yeah,
that.
Right. This is... So, in all likelihood, this is put together by Amish. People are like, let's make sure that everybody understands we're law-abiding.
Yeah,
no, hey, hey. The Amish will go ahead and say, you know, you and your law... And well, the horse it rode in on.
They're abiding by what they see as the supreme law, which
right.
would be God's
sure.
law.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And that's the law you should follow, in my to my mind.
I have a lot of respect for the Amish. I mean, they generally tend to keep to themselves as far as they're not particularly evangelical people, not
no.
pushing.
You got to ask right. to enter the Amish community. It's
right.
not easy to do.
And they are not afraid to do civil disobedience and, you know, sell raw milk or whatever it is that they're doing that they, you know, is true to them. And their religion and their beliefs, in spite of whatever the state says. I have a lot of respect for them.
And they also, and Mark, you probably know this better than I do, since you actually do have a you know somewhat close Amish friend. There's a period in like the late teen years to where basically they let the children, you know, before they fully become adults, do whatever they want and then sort of decide if you want to jump the fence or not.
It's called Farfignugan.
No,
it's a Rumspringer,
right?
Right? And what is and this is one of the reasons that my friend's dad left the church that he was at. He felt that Rumspringer is nutty and they shouldn't do it, and he wanted to go to a church that they did have. And
so
also,
who does the Rumspringer? Is it Mennonites or Amish?
Amish, but it just depends on the church.
I see. Okay,
this
okay.
is the thing. You can't separate these people.
There's
That's
no,
why you're reading
no
percentages.
Easy lines to
there aren't. And there was also a dispute apparently over whether or not the rear window in the buggy is allowed to be.
Right.
Ovular, or must it be you know, rectangular?
So, more about Amish and voting, and is this Amish Trump thing really real? It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect, and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That allows you to take control of the airwaves, like Riley did a few moments ago. Bringing up the Amish. Apparently there's a pack political action committee that is supposed to be working towards having the Amish vote for Donald Trump, which seems like a pretty hard thing to do considering that Amish people generally don't vote at all. But we're going to continue discussing the Amish here in moments, and your thoughts are certainly welcome. So join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
And apparently there are really large billboards throughout Pennsylvania advertising Donald Trump.
Really? To the Amish?
To the Amish.
Well, so this, anybody who goes by, whether you go by in a horse or
well,
a car.
Well, it's to anybody that goes by, but this billboard has a picture of an Amish horse and buggy with the little orange triangle. And on the left it says, vote Trump, register by October 11th. And then there's some words that I can't make out. And then there's the big giant horse and buggy on the right side that some bumper sticker looking thing on the back.
How many of the Amish actually even know who Donald Trump is?
Oh, they do. Yeah, sure they do.
Do they?
Yeah, they're okay. Not. People say they're these isolated folks. They're not that.
Okay.
Not in my experience.
How would they find out about it? I mean, do they have radios?
They talk.
Okay.
Yes, they have radios in some cases for a variety of uses, and different churches allow different things. Yes.
Well, Daryl's got a breakdown of some of the different Amish orders.
Right. So I was able to figure out the wording that's on the left side up under the register by October 11th.
Okay.
It says, hardworking, pro-life, family dedicated, just like you.
All right, let's go
let's also point out that he's appealing to an ethnic minority that were vilified when they first came over here, and he is a person that is essentially trying to exclude an ethnic minority by vilifying them.
And Breitbart says that of the Amish and Mennonites who vote, roughly 95% of them do vote Republican.
I'll bet they do.
Not a surprise there. Let's go to Mike. He's in Oregon. We'll talk more about the Amish and voting here in moments. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I had a question before I want to talk about the Amish. I had a question about the Amish first. Do Amish pay taxes to the state, or are they exempt?
Do Amish
when you say the state, you mean like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, or do you mean the state as in any government?
Like any government in general, do they pay any sort of taxes?
Yes.
They do? Okay. So
just because of your religion. Look, I would have switched religions if they would have somehow or another
been like, okay, you no longer have to pay property tax, fuel tax, sales tax.
Yeah, there ain't no silver bullet out there when it comes to these sorts of things. You might get away with not standing up in court and not removing your hat if you claim to be a Quaker, but you better be prepared for a bumpy road.
Okay. So what I want to talk about today, I just turned the show on, guys, was the Amish. I don't know if you guys remember. Remember the TV show MacGyver?
Yeah, sure. Yep. The guy that could fix an airplane with a bobby pin and some string?
Exactly.
Richard D. Anderson. He also needed some Clorox and a cotton swab.
Yep. So one of the very first episodes of MacGyver was called The Outsiders, and he was going to the Pennsylvania countryside. And he got into an accident, and an Amish family took him in. And as you start going into the episode, the Amish family there, who was trying to, you know, help him get the Jeep prepared and stuff, they were facing some problems from the state. And I don't want to, you know, ruin it for anybody, but I mean, this is
a 30-year-old TV program. Yeah. I mean,
you can
give out
spoilers.
I'm sick of spoiler alerts for anything that's older than a year.
I think it's important to let a spoiler, you know, put a spoiler alert out there to give
go ahead and tell us who shot JR, if they ever found Nemo.
Yeah. You know what? Beowulf, his mom, she gets her arm pulled out of socket.
Mm.
Right. So anyway, ends up happening is the Amish family are having problems with the state, the sheriff's department, and a construction company. They want to come in and make a highway system and restaurants and shops and stuff that the town needs, and they want to take over the land that the Amish are living on. And the Amish family said, "We will not move," and they do a huge act of civil disobedience at the end.
Nice.
And they all join hands. You know, the construction company and the sheriff's there are saying, hey, they don't move, let's call them the county bus, the sheriff's department bus. And what happens is MacGyver, you know, they all join hands, they all spread out to almost like a human fence, and he says, we will not move. And they get the bulldozers, and they're ready to come and take down, and they will not move. And there's a little girl that tells them, hey, Daddy, stop, you're destroying my friend's house, whatever. And she eventually falls down a well, and they kind of all come together. They get the girl out. But it's just that, you know, it's a terrible thing that happened to this girl. But eventually, you know, it convinced the state and the, whatchamacallit, the construction company to not take these people's land. They were going to go an alternate route, which cost three times as much, they said. But they did it because they realized the Amish were peaceful people. They just wanted to live their lives and do their farming.
This was the first episode of MacGyver?
No, it wasn't. It was the first episode I had seen when it was
primetime. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the first episode that ever aired. It had been the first episode that I had ever seen, and I remember it's called The Outsiders.
It's interesting that, you know, sort of at the end it got a little, I'm less happy with it, because the fact is it doesn't matter whether you're Amish or, you know, just a regular folks. You don't deserve to have your house taken from you. And the fact that they're good, wholesome people that, you know, whatever the excuse was, is really just it's just an excuse for leaving them alone and going after everybody
else.
Well,
the reason why, I mean, again, it's fiction, but, sure. You know, the reason why they got left alone, because there are a bunch of them, right? Like, how many of them were in this episode, in theory, that, you know, were blocking, basically?
Well, there had to have been at least 20 people that were all joining hands, making like almost like a human fence. But here's the thing, though. As the bulldozer came closer, they kind of stepped back a few more, you know, because, I mean, are they really going to get run over by the bulldozer? I think they were trying to get the bulldozer people to actually say, hey, look, we're not going to run over these people, you know?
Yep. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, numbers make a difference. They can change a, you know, crazy person into a movement. You know, if you've got enough people, then you're going to get taken a lot more seriously, especially by agents of the state who normally are able to operate with impunity and crush people's lives and destroy families and, you know, ruin, steal property or whatever. But if there's enough people who are refusing to obey, if there's enough people who are gathering together to back up one another, then they won't make a move. I mean, great example of this was Jay Noon, who's a sometime caller to this radio show years ago. Mark, you and I and JJ and some of the other activists, I think Michelle Seven came with us, some of the other activists from the Keene area, and Pete from CopBlock. We went down to Jay Noon's house because he wasn't paying property taxes down in Palmer, Massachusetts, and they had said they were going to take his property from him. And it was supposed to happen on the day in question, so we went there and hung out in his front yard all day. And, you know, they didn't show up. And the cops were parked down the street.
They waited till you guys left.
They waited actually a few months after we left. They didn't come in right away, but they did come eventually. But that's because he had to get people from all over the place because they weren't necessarily his neighbors who were backing him up. He had to bring people in from all across Massachusetts and all the way down from New Hampshire. But the fact is, the numbers worked in that instance. And if you actually had a situation where, oh, I don't know, let's say your neighbors were actually liberty-friendly, as the Amish have, then you could have an instant response anytime the cops or the government goons showed up to mess with you. And that's a level of community that the libertarians here in New Hampshire are not quite to that point. I would say West Manchester has this. Here in Keene, we've got a couple dozen people in the Keene area, and there's like a dozen living on this street corner, which is still more libertarians than the average large city even has across the entire city that are willing to come out and do something.
Willing to go out and do something, certainly.
Right.
I mean, libertarians are probably 20% of the population, but they're not.
Depends on how broadly you define the word libertarian.
Yeah, I mean principled libertarians who are willing to do something. That's what we've got here. And so gathering people together, as the Amish have proven, will make a huge difference in whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, especially if it's trying to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. So anyway, let's talk more about the Amish. You've got a comparison, Daryl. I want to get into that coming up here in the second hour of the different Amish sects or divisions and kind of what they believe slash what they allow.
Well, what sorts of technologies they allow.
And then a little bit more I've got on the voting story here about, you know, how many Amish vote and why or why not, because there's this whole apparently Trump PAC, a political action committee that's trying to convince Amish people to vote for Donald Trump. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.